Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5-Minute Idea Fix. You know that feeling when you've meticulously planned your day, caught all the ducks in a row, and bam. Life throws you a curvy ball. Maybe that meeting ran longer than expected, that delicious dinner ended up being a stomachache, or maybe your carefully crafted presentation went slightly sideways. Ever felt like that? We've all been there. But here's the thing, those moments, those little or sometimes big, detours are part of life. The key is not to beat ourselves up over them, but to navigate them with a little self-compassion. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend for having a bad day, right? So why would you do that to yourself? Today we're diving into how to practice self-compassion when things don't go as planned, because let's face it, in the grand scheme of things, life is less about hitting every target and more about learning from those off-course moments. Alright, here are 5 quick tips that might just change your perspective. Number 1, acknowledge those feelings. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Feeling frustrated, disappointed, even a little defeated, it's okay. Allow yourself to feel it fully. Bottling up emotions only creates pressure, and we all know what happens when that pressure cooker overflows, right? Number 2, talk to yourself kindly. This is huge. Imagine your best friend going through the same thing. What would you say to them? Tough break, but you got this. Or hey, it's just a bump in the road, learn from it and move on. Treat yourself with that same level of understanding and support. Avoid harsh self-criticism, remember. We're all human, and everyone makes mistakes. Number 3, shift your focus. When you find yourself stuck in a spiral of negativity, try redirecting your attention. Take a few deep breaths, go for a short walk, listen to an upbeat song, anything that helps you clear your head and refocus on the positive aspects of your life. Ever notice how getting lost in a good book can completely erase those worries? Number 4, practice gratitude. Sounds cheesy, but it works. Take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend, these little things add up and make a big difference in our overall well-being. And finally, number 5, remember that this too shall pass. It's easy to get caught up in the moment when things aren't going our way, but remember, everything is temporary. This feeling of frustration, this setback, it won't last forever. Think about those times you thought things were over, but they somehow worked out in the end. We're stronger and more resilient than we give ourselves credit for. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who meticulously planned her presentation for weeks. But during the big day, she completely blanked on some key points, leaving her feeling embarrassed and defeated. Instead of letting that one moment define her entire experience, Sarah took a deep breath, acknowledged her feelings, and reminded herself that everyone makes mistakes. She refocused on the positive aspects of her presentation, the part she nailed, the feedback she received, and the opportunity to learn from the experience. Sarah used the setback as fuel to improve for next time, knowing that with self-compassion, she could bounce back stronger than ever. That's the power of it. See, it's not about avoiding those tough moments, it's about how we handle them. And remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you are enough even when things don't go exactly as planned. Alright, time to put this into action. Before we wrap up, take a moment to reflect. What's one small way you can practice self-compassion today? Maybe it's saying a kind word to yourself in the mirror, taking a break to do something you enjoy, or simply acknowledging your feelings without judgment. Do me a favor, share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder of their own awesomeness. And as always, keep brainstorming and boosting. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.